This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Well, the weekend is so close we can almost touch it. It's Thursday, July 30th, 2026. 82 degrees outside right now under mostly cloudy skies at 7:06. And we have got a whole bunch we've got to talk about this morning. The case against an accused killer is finally moving forward after a homicide last year. Those details coming up. Three people facing human trafficking charges after an Oklahoma City Police Department crackdown. Well, some changes proposed after a number of wrong-way crashes recently in the metro, what the DOT is suggesting. A federal appeals court has upheld Oklahoma's anti-riot law, rejecting a constitutional challenge brought by Black Lives Matter activists. We'll talk about that one. Campaign spending in Oklahoma could look much different looking into the August and November elections. We'll tell you what changed. We have some new numbers from the Oklahoma State Department of Education highlighting just how damaging the state's ongoing teacher shortage is, and the problem is much worse than we thought. Well, speaking of teachers, what do you think about AI teaching your kids instead of people doing it? That's the plan for one local school. We'll be taking your calls on that one at 405-608-4377, plus your 2A Tuesday, better late than never, and your dad joke of the day. A whole bunch going on for this Thursday morning, but first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. A Chickasaw Nation judge has ruled there is enough evidence for the case against a former Southwestern Oklahoma State University student, Camera Lewis, to go to trial. Lewis is charged with second-degree homicide, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence in the death of fellow student Logan Musil, whose remains were found near the Veterans Lake last year. During Wednesday's preliminary hearing, prosecutors played video of Lewis telling investigators that he killed Musil and regretted not taking him to a hospital after an altercation. Musil's family says it was the first time they had seen the interview, and they're hoping that justice will finally be served. Lewis is scheduled to be arraigned on September 15th. Well, three people have been indicted on human trafficking charges following separate Oklahoma City police investigations. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the cases involve victims who were allegedly forced into commercial sex acts while suspects arranged meetings, set prices, and kept the money. In one case, investigators say they found thousands of dollars in cash and a handgun after locating a victim in the Oklahoma City hotel. Two other suspects are accused of transporting a victim between Oklahoma City and Texas for commercial sex. Drummond praised investigators and says his office will continue aggressively prosecuting anyone who profits from human trafficking and the exploitation of vulnerable people. Police in Oklahoma City and Midwest City are investigating a crime spree that stretched into the metro on Thursday morning and ended with a police chase and two arrests. Investigators say it began when three suspects stole a vehicle in the village before driving to an apartment complex near Northeast 10th Street and Midwest Boulevard. Police say one of the suspects shot an 18-year-old woman in the heel before the group fled. Officers were later able to track down the suspects to North Oklahoma City after a cell phone was left inside a stolen vehicle. A pursuit ended near Hefner and Western, where police arrested a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. A third suspect remains on the run. Well, nine people, including the founder of OK City Crisis Nursery, are facing felony charges in what Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond calls a scheme to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from a nonprofit meant to help children in crisis. Prosecutors allege founder Jennifer Roberts used the charitable donations for personal expenses and is charged with crimes including racketeering, embezzlement, and conspiracy. The investigation began as a civil lawsuit earlier this year before expanding into a criminal case. Several others are accused of helping conceal the alleged fraud or benefiting from the stolen funds. Most of the defendants have now been arrested as the case moves through the Oklahoma court system. Recent wrong-way crashes in Oklahoma are renewing calls for more technology to prevent deadly accidents. After an alleged drunk driver traveled the wrong way on I-44 in Oklahoma City earlier this week, safety advocates say it's time to expand the systems that warn drivers before tragedy strikes. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation has already installed 90 wrong-way detection systems statewide, along with rumble strips, pavement markings, and other safety features. Now the advocacy group, Victims of Impaired Drivers, is asking lawmakers to study additional technology, including ramp sensors that could alert both wrong-way drivers and oncoming traffic. Advocates say better technology can help, but they stress the best prevention is sober, attentive driving. It's 82 degrees outside under partly cloudy skies at 7-Eleven. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, governors from across the country are in Oklahoma City this week for the National Governors Association annual meeting, marking the end of Governor Kevin Stitt's year as chairman of the bipartisan group. Stitt says his goal has been bringing governors together despite political differences, and he'll take part in a bipartisan town hall with Democratic Maryland Governor Wes Moore before Moore takes over as chairman. During his time leading the NGA, Stitt occasionally broke with President Donald Trump, including calls for a bipartisan reset on immigration policy after deadly ICE-related incidents. That drew criticisms from Trump, who even labeled Stitt to be a rhino earlier this year. Stitt says, despite political disagreements, governors have a responsibility to work together to solve problems and preserve opportunities for the next generation. Well, campaign spending in Oklahoma could look pretty different heading into the August runoff and November general election. A recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, followed by new guidance from the Oklahoma Ethics Commission, now allows state political parties to spend unlimited amounts in coordination with candidates as long as the spending is properly reported. Political experts say the change could make Republican and Democratic Party organizations much more influential in the Oklahoma campaigns, while supporters argue it increases transparency because party finances are publicly disclosed. However, critics worry that it could give wealthy donors even more influence over elections. The change comes after a record-breaking election cycle already fueled by millions of dollars in candidate self-funding and outside political spending. A federal appeals court has upheld Oklahoma's anti-riot law, rejecting a constitutional challenge brought by activists involved in the 2020 Black Lives Matter protest in Oklahoma City. The case stemmed from an incident outside police headquarters where demonstrators confronted a police officer after he moved a barricade to drive through a permitted street closure. Six people were initially charged with felony incitement to riot, and though most of them later pleaded guilty to misdemeanor obstruction charges, the activists argue the law is too broad and could violate free speech rights. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, however, ruled they failed to show the law has been used in a way that substantially restricts protected speech, leaving Oklahoma's anti-riot statute firmly in place. Well, new numbers from the Oklahoma State Department of Education highlight the state's ongoing teacher shortage. The number of emergency certified teachers has jumped from just over 500 in 2017 to nearly 1,900 this year. Those teachers have college degrees but have not completed traditional teacher preparation programs. State data also shows nearly 500 adjunct teachers are now filling classrooms, while the number of students earning education degrees has fallen about 40% over the past decade. Education leaders say emergency certifications have become a necessary stopgap, but they warn Oklahoma needs to recruit and retain more fully trained teachers if it hopes to improve student achievement and strengthen public education over the long term. Oklahoma students heading back to school this fall will notice more time on the playground. A new state law requires public schools to provide elementary school students with 40 minutes of recess each day. School districts are handling the change in different ways. Some have adjusted class schedules, while others are extending the school day to fit in the extra recess time. State education officials say districts have flexibility during the school year, but beginning next year, all 40 minutes must be dedicated strictly to recess. Another major change is also on the horizon, with Oklahoma schools required to expand the academic calendar from 166 to 173 instructional days, starting with the 2027-2028 school year. Well, a new private school opening next month at Admit is taking a very different approach to education by replacing traditional classroom instruction with artificial intelligence. Alpha Oklahoma City says students will spend about 2 hours each morning learning core subjects through AI, while adult guides will provide coaching and lead workshops on life skills like leadership and financial literacy. Tuition is $40,000 per year, making it one of the most expensive schools in Oklahoma. Supporters say personalized AI instruction helps students to learn faster, while critics question whether children can succeed without certified teachers and worry about the future role of AI in education. Well, Oklahoma is one of five finalists being considered for a major new federal nuclear energy initiative, and state leaders believe the state's oil and gas expertise gives it a competitive edge. The proposal calls for Oklahoma to play a major role in the future of nuclear power by hosting advanced small modular reactors and potentially becoming a permanent storage site for spent nuclear fuel. State officials say existing drilling technology, engineering expertise, and decades of geological data make Oklahoma well-suited for the project. They also argue that nuclear waste could be safely stored thousands of feet underground. No specific locations have been identified just yet, and the Department of Energy will now decide which states move forward as part of its long-term nuclear energy strategy. The U.S. Department of Energy, meanwhile, has issued an emergency order to help outages in 17 states, including Oklahoma, as extreme heat continues to drive up electricity demand. The order allows the Southwest Power Pool to use backup power generation through at least August 3rd to keep the grid stable. Officials say prolonged triple-digit temperatures are putting added stress on the system as air conditioners run nonstop across the region. They're also warning that growing energy demands from AI data centers are increasing pressure on the nation's power supply. Forecasters say much of Oklahoma will remain near or above 100 degrees through the end of the week, with heat index values climbing as high as 110 degrees in some parts of the state. Well, the Jesus House is looking to relocate its recovery program to a former hotel in northwest Oklahoma City. The nonprofit wants to convert the old Sleep Inn into a sober living facility for up to 85 adults recovering from addiction, saying the current building is just too old and too expensive to maintain. Residents would undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and participate in a structured recovery program that typically lasts up to a year. The Oklahoma City Planning Commission has approved the rezoning request, but the City Council says the final say is in September. While many community leaders support the project, some nearby business owners worry that the facility could impact surrounding commercial development. Well, Edmond has officially surpassed a major milestone, topping 100,000 residents for the first time ever, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's estimates. City leaders say the population has grown more than 6% since 2020, reaching just over 100,400 people. The city also reports a median household income of more than $103,000, with about 70% of homes occupied by their owners and a median home value of roughly $351,000. Mayor Mark Nash says the milestone reflects Edmond's strong schools, safe neighborhoods, and quality of life, but he also acknowledges the rapid growth brings new challenges, including the need for continued investment in infrastructure, public safety, and city services. Well, Edmond leaders say relief is on the way for some swimmers after the city pledged to help to pay for a new air conditioning system at the Edmond Public Schools Aquatic Center. Families say the facility has become so hot that swim meets have been canceled or moved to other cities, costing Edmond thousands of dollars in tourism revenue as visitors instead spend money on places like Jenks and Norman. City officials say the current geothermal cooling system just simply can't keep up with Oklahoma's summer heat. Edmond is now offering up to $200,000 toward replacing it with a more powerful traditional HVAC system, with the school district and YMCA expected to partner with that project. Well, like we mentioned just a few minutes ago, a new public school opening up in Edmond next month that will use artificial intelligence instead of traditional teachers for core classroom instruction. Alpha Oklahoma says AI provides personalized learning, while adult guides will offer coaching and life skills. So we want to hear from you on this one, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Is AI ready to replace traditional classroom teachers? Do you think 2 hours of AI instruction really produce better academic results than a full school day? Are we on the cusp of Skynet giving rise to a generation of Terminators? We want to hear from you about this one. We'll also talk to you a bit more. We started talking a bit yesterday about that new nuclear plant they're looking at putting up here in Oklahoma. We want to hear from you on that one, too. It's 82 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 720. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Thursday morning. Some construction issues. Bridge work, I-44 at Southwest 74th, May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 in Classen. Also on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than the traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you that a parked car can become deadly in just minutes, even with the windows cracked. Never leave a child or pet alone in a vehicle, not even for a quick stop. Temperatures inside a car can rise more than 20 degrees in just a few minutes. Always look before you lock, and if you see a child or pet alone in a hot vehicle, call 911 immediately. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
When you're bearing false witness like that, you're betraying your faith. Don't be ignorant. And when you choose ignorance in this age of information, that is a very bold stand to take. That's a bold choice to choose deceitful, demonic ignorance over easily accessible truth.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. Taking a quick look at the weather. You guessed it, it's going to be hot. Today, partly sunny, hot, maybe a chance for thunderstorms later on in the afternoon, high of 102 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, we could see some showers possible, low of 75. On Friday, partly sunny, hot, more showers possible, high of 100. Then on Saturday, we'll see some sunshine, a little bit less humid. It's going to be a cold one on Saturday, dipping down to 91 degrees. So finally, a little bit of relief, I guess. 83 degrees outside right now under mostly cloudy skies at 724. Well, a brand new private school is opening up next month in Edmond, and it's betting that artificial intelligence can transform the classroom. Alpha Oklahoma City says students will spend about 2 hours each morning learning core subjects through AI-driven instruction, while adult guides focus on mentoring students and teaching life skills like leadership, teamwork, and financial literacy. So no traditional teachers in the classroom. With an annual tuition set at $40,000 per year, it's one of Oklahoma's more expensive private schools. Supporters say AI creates personalized lessons that can help students learn faster, while critics question whether technology can truly replace certified teachers and that personal relationship that are central to education. So what are your thoughts? We want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Would you send your child to a school where artificial intelligence does the teaching instead of a certified teacher? So this isn't AI helping teachers. It's AI replacing classroom instruction for core subjects. Students, again, will spend about 2 hours per day on academics. The rest will be focused on life skills and projects. The adult guides are serving more as mentors and not traditional certified teachers. The school says AI allows every student to learn at his or her own pace instead of teaching to the middle of the class. I can actually see some advantages to this, quite honestly. Not so much in Oklahoma, but we've seen classrooms around the country where teachers are teaching, for want of a better term, things that many of us parents don't want our kids learning about. They're pushing certain agendas, like the trans agenda. And when they're taking little kiddos aside and saying, hey, don't tell your parents about this, but... And then having them do, remember the one a little while back with the sex pizza, where they had kids who were third and fourth grade identify what sexual activities they've engaged in by using like pepperoni on the pizza or onions on the pizza or whatever, to basically what it sounded to me like sexually groom children. Well, you're not going to have that with an AI instructor. AI instructors aren't going to have agendas like that that they're going to be pushing on kids. Furthermore, it gives the ability for individualized instruction for each particular student. So if a student is failing in some areas but succeeding in other areas, the AI automatically will shift its teaching to help that student learn better. And the argument with it is that at this point, instead of having 8 hours of instruction or 6 hours of classroom instruction, they can reduce it down to six and do a better job. I think that remains to be seen. I do agree there does need to be some type of people in the classroom to serve as mentors, but doesn't necessarily need to be teachers. When we're looking at our reading and writing and arithmetic skills nationwide, not just here in Oklahoma, nationwide, the scores are pretty bad across the board. Maybe it is time to try something different. And to have a quote-unquote teacher, an AI teacher, who never has to take a sick day, never takes a vacation day, will never go on strike, will never demand a raise, I could see some appeal to that. That said, all of us grew up with traditional teachers. Every single one of us had that one teacher that really, really made a difference in our lives, that really changed us, that put us in the right direction, that took kids that sometimes are pretty messed up kids and pointed them down the right path. And there's no replacing that with AI. AI can't do that. AI can't determine if a kid has bruises on his arm that might be associated with an assault. AI can't tell if a kid is having emotional issues that may be associated with something deeper than just having a bad day. These aren't things that AI is able to do that teachers are able to do and do very, very well every single day. So I'm kind of back and forth on it. We want to hear from you, 405-608-4377. The school says that graduates in other parts of the country have earned admission into elite universities and posted very, very high SAT scores. I firmly believe that, but I also question the annual tuition. $40,000 more than many Oklahoma colleges and much more than any other private schools in the state. Seems like a lot of money. Where exactly is that money going? AI, if it proves to be more effective, what will happen to the teaching profession? Will it just eventually be disappear? A lot of questions we still have to consider. Hey, thanks for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Stick around.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Cyclosporiasis, the parasitic infection linked to explosive diarrhea, has spread now to 45 states. President Trump isn't commenting on whether Dr. Anthony Fauci should face a contempt of Congress vote in the Senate.
I disagreed with him on a lot. I would have had it close down the whole country if I listened to him. I went the federalist way, which is basically to let the governors decide.
The U.S. launched strikes again on Iran overnight. President Trump announced plans Wednesday to renovate Dulles International Airport in Virginia. More than 40,000 people so far have signed a petition requesting New York City Mayor Mamdani be excluded from the 9/11 ceremony. A suspect accused in a deadly Mississippi mass shooting is in custody after he's arrested in Columbus, Ohio. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
At its core, conservatism is about trusting people, not expanding government power. That is exactly what the American jury system is. Instead of a government bureaucrat deciding justice, 12 citizens from the community come together to hear the facts, make a decision. For more than 200 years, juries have been one of the most important protections we have against powerful institutions, corporations, and even the government itself. A jury trial means regular people, not elites, decide what is fair and what is right. That idea is deeply conservative. It reflects personal responsibility, community judgment, and accountability. The right to a jury trial is one of the cornerstones of our Constitution. Do not let Oklahoma politicians take this away by telling you, a potential juror, that they know more about a case that they have not even heard than you would if you actually heard it.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Del City man faces charges after police say he sent explicit messages to a 14-year-old girl and tried to arrange a meeting. Investigators say 59-year-old Kevin Lilly was arrested after detectives took over the girl's phone and continued the conversation. Police say Lilly sent inappropriate images and showed up for a planned meeting where officers arrested him. He's facing multiple charges and the investigation continues. Midwest City Police are looking for a suspect after a convenience store robbery that occurred Wednesday morning. Few details have been released about the case, but images of the suspect have been released on the Midwest City Police Department's Facebook page. No arrests have been made, but anyone who has information is asked to contact detectives as they continue their investigation. Norman crews have now collected more than 23,000 cubic yards of debris from the July 4th windstorm. The cleanup effort's been extended through the end of August, with city officials saying crews are working 7 days a week and additional trucks have been added to help with efforts. Residents are reminded to place debris in accessible locations. The program only covers storm-related debris. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org. Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit okiedokiebakery.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect partly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas later in the day. The high will reach 102 degrees. Tonight will bring partly cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in certain parts of the region with a low of 75. Tomorrow, anticipate partly sunny weather and continued warm temperatures with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas in the afternoon, reaching a high of 100. By Saturday, it will be less humid with abundant sunshine. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon and a high of 91. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. It's 83 degrees outside under mostly cloudy skies at 736. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, a buddy of mine called me last night. He said he got into a great big fight with his wife and wanted to know if he could sleep on my couch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I told him he can't do it. I'm married. That's where I sleep.
Oh. Yeah, I get it.
I'm used to the lumps. It's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I take my lumps. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. A Chickasaw Nation judge has ruled there is enough evidence for the case against former Southwestern Oklahoma State University student Cameron Lewis to go to trial. Lewis faces charges including second-degree homicide, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence, and the death file of fellow student Logan Musil, whose remains were found near Veterans Lake last year. During Wednesday's preliminary hearing, prosecutors played video of Lewis telling investigators that he killed Musil and he regretted not taking him to the hospital after the altercation. Musil's family says it was the first time they had seen the interview and that they believe it reinforces the case against Lewis. He is scheduled to return to court for arraignment on September 15th. Three people have been indicted on human trafficking charges following separate Oklahoma City police investigations. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the suspects allegedly forced victims into commercial sex acts, arranged meetings, set prices, and collected the money. In one case, investigators recovered thousands of dollars in cash and a handgun after locating the victim at an Oklahoma City hotel. In another case, two suspects are accused of transporting a victim between Oklahoma City and Texas for commercial sex. Drummond praised the investigators and says that his office will aggressively prosecute anyone who profits from human trafficking and the exploitation of vulnerable people. Police in Oklahoma City and Midwest City are investigating a crime spree that stretched across the metro Thursday morning and ended with a police chase and two arrests. Investigators say it began when three suspects stole a vehicle in the Village before driving to an apartment complex near Northeast 10th Street and Midwest Boulevard. Police say one of the suspects shot an 18-year-old woman in the heel before the group fled. Officers were able to later track the suspects down to Oklahoma City after a cell phone was left inside the stolen vehicle. The pursuit ended near Hefner and Western, where police arrested a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. A third suspect remains on the run. Well, nine people, including the founder of OKC City Crisis Nursery, are facing felony charges in what Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond calls a scheme to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from a nonprofit created to help children in crisis. Prosecutors allege founder Jennifer Roberts used charitable donations for personal expenses and now faces charges including racketeering, embezzlement, and conspiracy. The investigation began as a civil lawsuit earlier this year before expanding into a criminal case. Authorities say several others helped to conceal the alleged fraud or received money or property purchased with the nonprofit funds. Many of the defendants have now been arrested. Recent wrong-way crashes in Oklahoma are renewing calls for more technology to prevent deadly accidents. After an alleged drunk driver traveled the wrong way on Interstate 44 in Oklahoma City earlier this week, safety advocates say it's time to expand warning systems before tragedy strikes. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation has already installed 90 wrong-way detection systems across the state, including with rumble strips and reflective pavement markings. Now the advocacy group, Victims of Impaired Drivers, wants lawmakers to study additional technology, including sensors that could warn both the wrong-way driver and the motorists ahead. They say the technology can help, but sober, attentive driving remains the best defense. It's 83 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 7:40. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, governors from across the country are gathering here in Oklahoma City this week for the National Governors Association annual meeting, marking the end of Governor Kevin Stitt's year as chairman. Stitt says that he's worked to bring governors together despite political differences and will participate in bipartisan town hall with Maryland's Governor Wes Moore before Moore takes over as chairman. During his tenure, Stitt occasionally broke with President Donald Trump, particularly on immigration policy, drawing criticism from the president, who at one point called Stitt a rhino. Stitt says the governors have a responsibility to work together, regardless of party, to solve problems facing their states. Well, campaign spending in Oklahoma could look very different heading into the August runoff and November general election. A recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, followed by a new guidance from the Oklahoma Ethics Commission, allows state political parties to spend unlimited amounts in coordination with candidates, providing those expenditures are properly reported. Political experts say the decision could make Republican and Democratic Party organizations much more influential in Oklahoma elections. Supporters argue the change increases transparency because party finances are made public, while critics worry that it could allow wealthy donors to wield even greater influence over campaigns. A federal appeals court has upheld Oklahoma's anti-riot law, rejecting a constitutional challenge brought by activists involved in the 2020 Black Lives Matter protest in Oklahoma City. The case centered on demonstrators confronting a police officer after he moved a barricade to access police headquarters. Several protesters were charged with felony incitement to riot, though most later pleaded guilty to misdemeanor obstruction. The activists argued that the law violated free speech protections, but the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled they failed to show Oklahoma's law substantially restricts protected speech, leaving the anti-riot statute in place. Well, new numbers from the Oklahoma State Department of Education highlight the state's continuing teacher shortage. The number of emergency certified teachers has climbed to just over from just over 500 in 2017 to nearly 1,900 this year. Those educators have college degrees but have not yet completed traditional teacher preparation programs. Nearly 500 adjunct teachers are also filling classrooms, while a number of students graduating with education degrees has fallen about 40% over the past decade. Education leaders say emergency certifications have become necessary stopgap, but warn that Oklahoma must recruit and retain more fully trained teachers to improve long-term student success. Oklahoma students heading back to school this fall will notice one big change: more time at recess. A new state law now requires public elementary schools to provide students with 40 minutes of recess each day. Some districts are adjusting class schedules, while others are extending the school day to meet the new requirement. State education officials say districts have flexibility during this transition year, but beginning next year, all 40 minutes must be dedicated strictly to recess. Another major change is coming in 2027, when Oklahoma schools will also be required to lengthen the academic calendar. A new private school opening up next month in Edmond is taking a very different approach to education by replacing traditional classroom instruction with artificial intelligence. ELTHUS Oklahoma City says students will spend about 2 hours each morning learning core subjects through AI, while adult guides will provide coaching and lead workshops on life skills like leadership and financial literacy. Tuition is $40,000 per year, making it one of the most expensive schools in Oklahoma. Supporters say personalized AI instruction helps students to learn faster, while critics question whether technology can replace certified teachers and the relationships that make classrooms successful. Oklahoma is one of five finalists being considered for a major new federal nuclear energy initiative, and state leaders believe the state's oil and gas expertise gives it a competitive advantage. The proposal would make Oklahoma home to advanced small modular nuclear reactors and potentially a permanent storage site for spent nuclear fuel. State officials say decades of drilling experience, engineering expertise, and geological data make Oklahoma an ideal location. No specific sites have been selected yet, and the Department of Energy will now narrow its list as it develops the nation's future nuclear energy strategy. The U.S. Department of Energy has issued an emergency order to help prevent power outages in 17 states, including Oklahoma, as extreme heat continues driving up electricity demand. The order allows the Southwest Power Pool to use backup generation through at least August 3rd to keep the grid stable. Officials say prolonged triple-digit temperatures, combined with growing electricity demands from AI data centers, are placing increasing stress on the nation's power system. Forecasters say much of Oklahoma will remain near or above 100 degrees throughout the end of this week, with the next heating index levels climbing as high as 110 degrees next week. Well, the Jesus House is looking to relocate its recovery program to a former hotel in northwest Oklahoma City. The nonprofit wants to convert the old Sleep Inn into a sober living facility for up to 85 adults recovering from addiction, saying that its current building is aging and too expensive to maintain. Residents would undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and participate in structured recovery programs lasting up to a year. The Oklahoma City Planning Commission has approved the rezoning request, but City Council still has the final decision in September. Nearby business owners remain divided over that proposal. Edmond has officially surpassed a major milestone, topping 100,000 residents for the first time ever, according to new Census Bureau estimates. The city's population has grown more than 6% since 2020 to just over 100,400 residents. Officials report a median household income exceeding $103,000 and a median home value of about $351,000. Mayor Mark Nash says the milestone reflects Edmond's strong schools, safe neighborhoods, and quality of life, but he also says continued growth means the city must keep investing in infrastructure, public safety, and city services to meet future demand. Well, the 2026 Oklahoma State Fair is coming up. It runs Thursday, September 17th through Sunday, September 27th, and there's always quite a bit of confusion about whether you can legally carry a firearm there. We're going to talk about that. We were going to talk about it on Tuesday, but Don Spencer with OK2A had some stuff come up. He wasn't able to join us, so we moved 2A Tuesday to Thursday, so it's now 2A Thursday, because it's pretty important that we talk about this before the state fair, and that's what we'll be doing right after the break. It's 83 degrees, mostly cloudy at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Thursday morning. Some construction issues. Bridge work, I-44 at Southwest 74th, May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 in Klassen. Also on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at Cars. carsforyou.shop.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Get ready, Oklahoma Rodeo fans. Come out to the 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, UConn FFA Rodeo.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Had a good Thursday morning. We're knocking on the door for the weekend, and fortunately, we're going to be seeing some slightly better temperatures for the weekend. Today, look for partly sunny skies. It's going to be hot. We might have a chance for a thunderstorm in the area. High of 102 degrees for today. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies, some showers possible, and a low of 75. On Friday, partly sunny, hot. Again, maybe a couple afternoon pop-up showers here and there, high of 100 degrees. Then on Saturday, look for sunshine, a little bit less humid. It's going to be a cold day on Saturday, high reaching only 91 degrees. Better grab out the parka for that one. 83 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 751.
Constitutional right
to
bear arms.
Look, I got my rights.
I know my rights.
This is 2A Tuesday, defending your Second Amendment right. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on the new Freedom 96.9.
2A Tuesday on a Thursday. Unfortunately, we had a couple of glitches on Tuesdays, but it's an important topic. We wanted to touch on it. The Oklahoma State Fair is just around the corner. It runs from September 17th till the 27th. There's always a lot of confusion about whether you can legally carry a gun when you go to the state fair. The short answer, you can't. But why? I mean, it's publicly funded. They hold gun shows there all the time. How can you have gun shows on grounds where guns aren't allowed? Don Spencer is with OK2A, the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. He's joining us live. Don, this is crazy confusing.
Absolutely. And here's the really short answer before I give you the complete answer, okay? There's no one to blame but the Republicans. We have introduced this for 4 years to get rid of this prohibition. You can carry at the zoo. You can carry on other public trust properties. But for some reason, the state fair, during the state fair, is a prohibition. It's legal to carry on the state fair property any other time, or the county property any other time. So it comes down to common sense. You're absolutely correct. If you've ever been to the state fair, you know you need a gun being there by some of the people you have seen there. And also, if they disarm you from, you go from the state fair gate to your vehicle, makes you a easy stop target moving back to your vehicle. So this needs to be repealed. It's unconstitutional on face value, and we will continue to work to make sure that this gets done.
And there are so many problems associated with it. You talked about they turn people away at the gates. Well, when they turn people away at the gates, what do? They go back to their car. They leave their gun in their car. Anybody who's watching them knows they just left their gun in the car. Now somebody's going to smash out your window, take your gun, and we've got another dangerous person who's armed on the streets.
Right. And here's the other irony of this. Tulsa State Fair does not put up metal detectors. So under state law, you're not breaking the law. I mean, you're technically breaking the law. There's no penalty. It's only until you become discovered, and if you refuse to leave, then it becomes a trespass issue. So here you've got Oklahoma City that said they would never put up metal detectors, and they did, and Tulsa that doesn't have them up, and the problem is, in Oklahoma City, we've actually had shootings after metal detectors were installed, and in Tulsa, we don't have the issue. Go figure.
We had that just a few years ago. We had a couple kids open fire in one of the buildings.
Kids who weren't supposed to even have guns to begin with, yep, got in there.
Now, the year before that, as you know, when I'm not trying to play a radio show host. I also work with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. I was patrolling the perimeter of the state fairgrounds, and on the inside, found a bag with two guns inside of it. And two kids were walking up to it, two little kiddos walking up to it, and I said, hey, is that your bag? And at first, the kid was like, yeah, it's mine. And so I come over here, kind of a thing, and we go and look inside the bag. We find the guns, and I'm like, this is your bag, right? And he goes, oh, no, that's not mine. He says, I just spotted it there. So as I'm looking through it, I find his driver's license in there. I'm like, are you sure this isn't your bag?
Holy cow.
He's like, no, my driver's license got stolen a little while ago. So coincidentally, the bag that you just happened to be walking up to, which had guns in it, had your stolen license in there. What a coincidence. But the moral of the story is, yeah, the bad guys are getting guns in there. The good guys aren't.
Well, to clarify also, on a public trust property like the zoo, and I've been at the zoo when it is packed full of kids, and you can legally carry a concealed handgun, and that is how the bill is written for the state fair also. That so you can carry a concealed handgun because you know people, before they put the metal detectors up, we were carrying handguns in there and without a problem, without creating a problem. And so this needs to change. If we can't get it done through the legislature, we will make the attempt to do it through the courts.
Now, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you know this stuff much better than I do, but the state fair grounds, the grounds themselves, are publicly funded. They're owned by county and city, I guess, jointly. And it's rented by during the fairgrounds by the people, or during the state fair, by people who put on the state fair. They're the ones who are saying that we don't want any guns on the property. But how is it that a private company can usurp public law?
Well, for starters, it's considered legal. It's called a public trust property. The county owns the dirt while another entity builds upon top of it, which could be stockyards and all that other stuff up there. But it's still operated and maintained and a taxpayer expense. So therefore, it should be recognized completely as a public property. And you're right. It's absolutely confusing. It doesn't make sense because you can the same person can go to a city park or a state park and be carrying without an issue. But all of a sudden, you walk into this this place and it becomes a problem. But then, no, they should not be allowed to do it. It needs to be broken and stopped. Texas stopped it. Kansas stopped it. Oklahoma needs to stop it so we can exercise our right to self-defense.
And the other problem is it's just downright confusing because you don't know when you can and can't carry it. So I can't carry during the state fair, but a couple weeks before, a couple weeks after, there's a gun show there at the state fair. You can't have a gun show without guns. So obviously guns are allowed then. So they're only part-time allowed, I guess. I mean, it's just whole thing gets very confusing.
It's very confusing. And OK2A, we've said for years, we try to take the stupid out of Oklahoma gun laws. And we've been very successful doing that. And this is just one more that needs to be fixed.
So what's the fix then if the Republicans keep on blowing it off?
The problem is the state chamber, the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce, uses taxpayer dollars to lobby against Second Amendment rights. They have consistently for years. And so there's the system working against the people.
So how do we fix it?
How we fix it? You need a new Senate leadership and you need House leadership to recognize that it is needs to be changed. And we've had a governor who will who would sign it if we'd have got it on his desk. And I feel quite confident Mazie would sign it, put on his desk, because he has said he would. We have no idea what Drummond will do. He will not respond to a candidate survey or discuss it.
All right. But at least for the time being, this September through 17th through 27th, when you go to the fairgrounds, do not bring your gun. Do not carry your gun.
That would be... That's what the law says, correct.
Don Spencer, thanks so much for joining us on this OK2A Thursday. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brawlbeck on Freedom 96.9.